Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. CIA Director William Burns has met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel. The talks are part of an effort to secure a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The Israeli military has reopened a border crossing from Egypt into Gaza that had been closed for 3 days. NPR's Lauren Freya reports from Tel Aviv.
The Kerem Shalom crossing is where U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited last week, heralding the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza. But within days, a Hamas rocket attack killed 4 Israeli soldiers nearby, and Israel closed the border to aid deliveries. Now it says it's reopened. Meanwhile, an Israeli tank brigade has seized another crossing between Gaza and Egypt, and sporadic explosions and gunfire has been heard around it. The UN is demanding its aid vehicles nevertheless be allowed through. The Rafah crossing is the only crossing where aid workers and fuel trucks can go into Gaza and injured people can come out. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The U.S. is pausing deliveries of a substantial number of bombs to Israel. The Biden administration is concerned these will be used in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. More than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering there with no other place to go. In the U.S., police in several areas have taken action against pro-Palestinian demonstrators on college campuses. That includes George Washington University in Washington, D.C. From member station WAMU, Tyrone Turner says 33 people have been arrested today.
I talked to 3 people who said they were medics in the encampment, and they said that a little after 3 o'clock in the morning, there was a lot of activity. They had police coming through. They had people on bullhorns saying that they were clearing the encampment. And then it was a little bit of confusion, and they had some people who stayed, some people who left, and then they had arrests.
Tyrone Turner reporting. Washington, D.C.'s mayor and police chief were set to testify on Capitol Hill today about their response to campus protests. That hearing has now been canceled. Stocks continued to open mixed this morning as housing costs continue to climb. NPR Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose about 9 points in early trading.
The National Association of Realtors says home prices are rising throughout the United States. 93% of metro areas saw a price increase in the first quarter, including 30% where prices rose by double digits. A shortage of homes for sale is keeping prices up despite today's high mortgage rates. The average rate on a 30-year home loan is just under 7.25%. Crude oil prices continue to slide. The U.S. benchmark price is down about 10% over the last month. Retail gasoline prices held steady overnight. Anaheim City Council has given a green light to the first big changes in decades at Disneyland. The nearly $2 billion plan calls for adding new rides on an old parking lot.
NPR Scott Horsley. This is NPR. The National Weather Service says it got dozens of reports of tornadoes yesterday. These ranged from Arkansas to Michigan. Michigan's governor has declared a state of emergency in 4 counties, citing strong damage and injuries to several people. A new survey finds people in the United States are increasingly divided by party over the issues of NATO and Ukraine. NPR's Frank Langford has more on the findings from the Pew Research Center report.
3/4 of Democrats and Democrat-leaning independents view NATO favorably as the military alliance celebrates its 75th birthday this year. But only 43% of Republicans and those who lean Republican agree. That's a drop of 8 percentage points in about 2 years. The division over NATO mirrors attitudes towards Ukraine. About half of Republicans say the U.S. is providing too much support to the embattled country, 3 times more than Democrats. The survey of 3,600 adults was conducted before President Biden signed a $61 billion aid package for Ukraine last month. The survey also found that more than half of respondents think American influence is weakening, while more than 70% think China's influence is getting stronger. Frank Langford, NPR News, Washington.
The 68th annual Eurovision Song Contest has now opened in Sweden. This week's events will cut the international field of musicians down to 26. These musicians will advance to Saturday's final. Tens of thousands of Eurovision fans are in Sweden this week. So are many pro-Palestinian protesters. They'll demonstrate against the war in Gaza tomorrow and on Saturday. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from the United States Postal Service. Turn shipping to your advantage with USPS Ground Advantage service. Learn how to gain a competitive edge at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.